Welcome to Cafe Van Hollywood. I'm in the mood for today, and I'm really missing the ocean and the surf and surf music. So today I'm playing A-Frame. I just love surf music. You know, it was particularly founded in Southern California and very popular from 1962 through 1964. And the first is the instrumental surf that you just heard. And the name of that song is called Jackknife. And I remember when, you know, a jackknife is a certain form you take when you dive as well, too, off of a big 60-foot board. You do a jackknife. And anyway, the instrumental surf, like I said, was the first, and it distinguished itself by the reverb-drenched guitars, electric guitars, and the sound of crashing waves. I remember being at the beach. My brother and I would surf all up and down the California coast all summer long, and we would have big bonfires, and somebody always had a guitar, and they would be playing right to the waves as they were crashing. And, you know, a little bit later, the later stages of the surf music craze, a lot of the groups started to write songs, and, you know, the Beach Boys brought it vocal, and Jan and Dean, and with their surfing sounds and lyrics, and it was different. It was the real surfing music, you know. And then later on, the groups began writing songs about cars and girls, and this was later known as hot rock. So here's a little hot rock for you. Phantom Chop. Actually started back in the 1950s, and it came right out of rock and roll. You know, it was it emerged from the rock and roll music. You know, always straight 4/4 time with a fast to medium tempo. The sound was dominated, you know, by the electric guitars, which were an extensive use of wet spring reverb that was incorporated into Fender amplifiers by 1961, and which is thought to emulate the sound of waves. The outboard separate Fender reverb unit that was pipelined by the Chantays and Point Panic by the Surfars, Surfaris, Surfaris. I can't always pronounce things correctly, but it had a more wet, plunky tone than the built-in amp reverb due to the different circuits, you know. I just love the vibrato arm on the guitar, and when I played my organ, I always made use of the reverb on the organ as well. It's a great tool for getting your sound exactly the way you want, you know. And let me see what we have here. Oh, you know what? I have another one that just makes me want to grab my surfboard and go out to the beach and catch a whale. A whale. A wave. You might get catch a whale out there. I know in San Clemente, a couple of years back, I was out there body surfing, and dolphins were all around me, and all I could see was the fin sticking up. And I see the lifeguard right there, and he's not doing anything, and he's just talking to girls, and I'm thinking, oh boy, I better catch the next one in. And there was a couple waves that hit me in the face, and I took in some water, and finally I caught one in, and just to see that it was just dolphins, not a shark. But yeah, it was quite an experience. In all my years of surfing, never ran into a shark. Malibu and the beaches around there in Southern California. Only once I was in between two jellyfish, and people were hollering and pointing from the beach, and I'm thinking, okay, I better catch the next wave in, and I did. And I saw the jellyfish after I came back in, but hooey, I'm glad I didn't get stung by one of them. That would not have been fun. So here's a little first act. Always get out my electric organ and feature some backing harmony. But for now, I want to tell you all to have yourselves a good day. And if you're close to the beach, go and get some sun and some surf and have a great time. And don't forget to party or go home. And we'll see you back in a little while. Bye.